Holding your chesed with beis. We did the Gemara down to the almost the bottom of the page. We have the Rashi's. So holding Rashi, the third line from the top. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shnayim. So in a case where he told 10 people, Kisu get liishti. So he meant to say that they should all be involved. But he meant amongst you 10, I would like you to get together and write it, which means two should write the get. One should, they should write it, they should sign it, and then the other people are tonight. Shnayim Niskabin locked by the Shem Edim. He didn't ask for 10 Edim, he asked for 2 Edim. His point wasn't Edis, his point was that more people should know about it, which creates a greater embarrassment to the whole process. But he definitely meant that he wants all of them to be there as part of the process. Okay. He meant to be that all of them should be Edim. Okay. So the Mor says, he says, Asorim, and Misha says, Kisu get lishti. One writes, Ushnaim Chaisman. Rakashla Tabao, the Amri Kulam Sichim Lachta. Both according to Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokesh, all 10 have to sign, either as Edim or as a Tanai. So the answer to that case, he didn't say the word kulcha. And here he's saying kulcha. Okay. So then, when he says kulcha, if he just says to 10 people that you should write a get, without saying kulcha, he means amongst you people, find some people who will do this. But since he said kulcha, he means all of them have to be involved. And the more I asked, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? My Benayu. Bein Mishum Tanai, Bein Mishum Eidim, Kulam Sichem Lachtem. So everybody has to sign. The Hagana Mitzanam is safe, that he, Kulchem, Kisuk at Lishti, Echad Kaisim, Bekulam Chaisim. They all have to sign. So what's the difference whether it's an Eidus Tikadin or a Tanai Tikadin? So more gives 2.5 minutes. One difference is that the 2 of them signed immediately, and the remaining 8 took up a period of time to sign. Everybody signs before they gave it. So if it's tonight, it's kosher, but if it's Edis, it's possible. Which made him possible. Have he ate a shleima? She yechtem b'kulam. We keep in the kulam lachosma b'yoyim k'sivoso. Have alei muktam. So it's a case of a get which is signed in one day, written in one day, and signed the next. Either some edim was signed on the first day. It's all of them have to. Since all of them have to assign. So the Edus, otherwise not an Edus, it comes out the Edus was only completed the following day or later date. So that's a case of a Ksiva and the Chasima, which are not on the same day, which we said in the Mishnah's Posel. According to Bjorkanon, that it's a din of Tanai, as long as 2 signed on that day, the remaining 8 signed afterwards, it's a Tanai, but it's not part of the Edus, so that can be done afterwards. So worse is a second difference. If one of the 10 is found to be possible, nim zechad mehen korba possible, v'kam lo b'sanhedrin, afilam meya edim, nim zechad korba possible, edusa b'teilo. If there's 100 edim, in the case of edus, and one is invalid, the whole thing falls apart. So over here, if there's 10 people who are all edim, and one of them is korba, the whole edus is possible. If it's a sanai, so there's 9. There's 2 kosher edim. The rest are not edim. Okay. So if you hold, And the Mor said, if the Karev apostle was signed first, so according to one that said Tanai, did he mean the first two should be the Edom? And one of those two was a Karev apostle? Or do you mean any of the two should be Edom? So Mor said two opinions. Amr Lakosher, the Mandamar Mishim Tanai, going in the Mandamar, the issue is Tanai. The Avgab the Ichdim Bereisha Karev Apostle, Oedus Tiskayim Beruyim Leedus. Even though one of the first two signed was Apostle, it's not a problem because there are other Edom afterwards which are Kosher. Who Yechashav the Tanai, and the first one who was signed, who was a Karev Apostle, he'll be used as one of the Tanai of the ten have to sign. That's what he meant. So that's beside what he meant. So therefore we assume that the fact that the Karev apostle is signed in the first two is not a problem. But there's an opinion that said that it's possible. He said, why? Because also the Kibbutz, the Chosin, Bereisha, people see it, they see apostle is signed in the beginning, or Karev signed in the beginning. Also remember, Zeh, the Shem, Edus, Chosin, people assume the first two are the Edom. Yashiru Karev, B'chol HaShtoris, so they'll see, well, a Karev is allowed. The Rez allowed this person was a Karev to sign. Okay. So now the Mor says a story. Hahu the Omer Lahu La'asara. So the four lines in the bottom. Kisu Gat L'Ishti. So he told 10 people, and the Mor says, like Rashi says, he said the word Kulchem. So that's the Chagas of Rechem Mishloch, because all 10 have to sign. The question was, are they signing as Edom? Are they signing two of them as Edom and the rest of them as a Tanai that he wants everybody to sign, but not because of Edus? So Chosim Beitrei Minayu B'Yomei. So two of them signed on the same day that was written. So if only two are Edom, you have the Ksim and the Chasim on the same day, and the rest are Tanai, which Mor said you can be signed in the later days. If all 10 are Edom, the Chasima wasn't completed on the right days. It's like you have a Ksima Chasima two different days. So Beitrei decide B'yomei, V'inach Mikan V'atasar Yomim. Two of them signed on the same day of the Ksiva. And the remaining 10, the remaining 8 of the 10, signed within the next period of time. So what's the halacha? So according to B'yomei, this will be kosher. According to B'yomei, this will be possible. Also the commander of Yishub and Levi. Okay. So I'm relay. Ketayhu Reb Shimon, Lismach Olav B'shas Atchak. So now, the Gemara says, this whole discussion was going in the between Rech and Reish Lakish, going in the Rabbanon, which hold that if the Edom, that by get, if it's signed in one day, I'm sorry, if it's written in one day and signed the next day, it's possible. But if Shimon said in the Mishnah that it's kosher, it can be written one day and signed to the next. So even though the Edus was signed later, we'll rely on Reb Shimon. Okay. Fine.
When do we say that? In other words, is it like a das yachid?
Hard question. We don't usually do that. This phrase, "Kaihur Shimon Lismachal B'Shazat Chak." Most of the times in Shas, it comes up with Reb Shimon. Kaihur Reb Shimon Lismachal B'Shazat Chak. There's a Gemara about Kaihur Reb Yosef Ben Azarya one time, in Lashon the Gemara, I think it's always Reb Shimon. Okay, so now, so what Reb Shimon Levi is saying, I pass really hold like Reish Lakish. that really they're all Eidim. Because according to Birchut, I don't need Reb Shimon. Even the Rabbanan hold is kosher. According to Reish Lakish, that they're all ten are meant to be Eidim, so you have a problem. The Ksiva was in one day, and the Ksiva is the next. But I'll be some Reb Shimon that holds that a Ksiva on one day, and the Ksiva the next is acceptable. So he's saying like Reish Lakish. But the more he asked, that in Reb Shimon himself, we had that Reish Lakish said that Mekan Adasar Yomim is not acceptable because we're afraid Shema Pius, which is a separate Chashash. Furthermore, Kashas, you're passing like Reish Lakish in this Machloikis, but you're relying on Reb Shimon. V'om Reish Lakish, L'hich Reb Shimon, El El Alter. Av Mekan Adasar Yomim, Loi. Even Reb Shimon himself was not master in this case, because of a different concern of Pius. He holds like Rabbi Yochanan in regards to that. More so, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. For Rabbi Yochanan, Shnayim Mishum Eidim, B'kulam Mishum Tanai, Rabbi Yochanan holds that he doesn't mean all ten should be Eidim. He holds that only two should be Eidim and the rest are just the Tanai, and therefore it's acceptable that they signed at a later date. So Shubba Levi holds regards to the Machlokes when he says Kulchem Kisu Gat Ishti. Does he mean all ten should be Eidim? He holds like Reish Lakish. In regards to the Machlokes, what Reb Shimon holds when there's a long time lapse is, are we concerned about Shema Pius? He holds like Reb Yerchan, we're not worried about Shema Pius. Zok Rashi, the bottom Rashi on Yud Kesem Abayis. So he said kulchem. So that's the machlokes of Rabbi Reish Lakish when he says kulchem. So Rabbi Shimon Levi holds it like Reish Lakish, but could I hear Rabbi Shimon? At least it was a love of Shas Atzak. Rabbi Shimon the Masnisin, the Amr Nichta B'Yom and Nichta Malai. That's kosher. He holds if it's 2 different days, that's okay. Even though all 10 are Eidim, and there are 2 different days, it's okay. So what would be considered Shas Adchak? If the person is not available to redo it, or she already married. So Zemur says, Sirle, the Shumalevi holds in that point of Shema Pius, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is Klum Shem Tanai, Ben Kanak Doma, the Tanai Ninu, a Filo Rabbanan is Kosher. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the fact that it's not a get muktam because the 2 Eidim signed on the same day as the Ksiva, and the remaining one, the remaining people signing are not Eidim. Just tonight, he wants all 10 to sign. So there's no din of haktot. The next one's not considered a muktam because of that. So he holds a Reish Lakish in regards to that. So like the Mishnah, Makol Kaisim, you can use any type of ink. You can use Dio, which is your black ink, Besam, Besikro, Bekumus, Bekan Ketum, Mechodar Beshusha Kayama. So you can use these various different types of colors and types of liquids. A Sikra is a red type of a color. A Kankatum was a bluish color. Some was they would make it from some of the ingredients of the yo. Some was one of the ingredients of the yo, but apparently by itself it could also write. Kumus is you just translate it as like that's the gall nuts, which we use and we make the yo. Okay, a kosher a little bit mashkin. A little bit may Paris.
So is that the continue on? But is this the same thing Shabbos? These correspond or
yes, it's the same mission on Shabbos. Okay, so you cannot use Mashkin. You cannot use may Paris. This case of I'm sorry, Kankatum is not believable. I'm remembering something wrong, yeah. Chaz Rashi and Tosis as well, what on the color on that? Okay. You can't use May Paris, and they can't be Mashkin, but Lloyd Bechodor Shadim is Kayim. Okay. Alakol Kosrin. You can write the that's what you're the liquid that you're using to write with regards to the material that you're writing on. Allah Shazai's, you can write on a leaf. While Karen Shalporta, you can write on the horn of an animal. But Vanushalai's a porta, but that's only kosher if he gives her the porta. If he only gives her the horn, he has to cut the horn before he writes on it, because otherwise it ends up that that if he gives her the poro, so there's not a croesus because he owns the poro still. If he gives her just the horn, so he writes it, then he cuts it, and then he gives it. So there is a step of a process which is necessary between the ksiva and the nesina. This is a custom of us, and there can't be anything between the ksiva and the nesina. Ayad shall have it, but listen, let's have it. Rishak Lidomer ain't kushin loy al dubber sheesh for Ruachayim, but loy ala echlib. So Rashi is ala ala shozai's tushis. Again, in the case of the ala shozai's, you have the same problem. It has to be detached before you write on it. Mishal Zippor, but Gemara Mefarish time. So the more is the yo is the yuso, sam is sama. Sikra Amaraba Barbachala is Sikra Soshma, which is a red color. Kumus is Kuma, that's the sap of the trees. And Kankatum Amaraba Barbachala Amarbashmo, Kharta de Ushkapi. So Rashi learns it's referring to the what they call it, lamp black. Lamp black. Okay. So Ushkefi are the Ratsanim, the leather workers, and they make this as they're working. They create a carbon in part of the process. So Tosis says that's not too true. He says that there's a price later on which brings the word shikhar. Shikhar is referring to the lamp black. And the kankatum is the vidriol. Vitriolum. So My chemistry teacher in Tells was a Baal Tshuva. He was a fellow was a PhD in chemistry, and he had a job by day, and they used to come to teach at Tells High School. And Tells High School was from 4:15 to 7:15, so people could have a day job and come and teach a class, you know, afterwards. So he did the, he was close to the principal. He taught a chemistry class. So he was phenomenal in his knowledge. He was horrible in classroom management. But chemistry was an elective, and it's only the guys who wanted to took it, so it was great. So he had analyzed DO, and he figured out the chemical basis of all of the, so we made DO used just in chemicals. That was one of the things we did in the lab. So he felt that this was copper sulfate, which is a blue color, but when you mix it together everything else, cover itself in water, it gets blue. You add everything else, it turns black. So, which makes sense. It's vitriol is sulfate. Is a salt, was oil vitriol was sulfuric acid. That was the old Latin name for sulfuric acid. So that was his contention. I cannot prove it one way or the other, but so that's my memories from Telshi High School. Okay. Misha says anything which is miskayim is acceptable. What's that coming to include which is not listed in the Mishnah? Lasuya hodatani Rabbi Chanina kasa b'mei tarya b'afatsa is kosher. So Rashi brings one shot mei tarya is referring to the afatsa is gall nuts. And Meitarya was another type of a plant which produces the same type of ink when you dissolve it in water, like a fotsim. Tanur b'chia, kisu b'abar, you use lead, b'shachar or b'shichar. Shachar is, Rashi says, is coal. Shichar is like the lampblack. That's a discussion that shichar is like it's a new case. It's not one of the cases of the Mishnah kosher. Okay. Itmar hamavre diol gabi sikra b'shabbos. So it's already written in red ink. Now he writes it over with the black ink on top. He did two malachas. Achas b'shem kosev, achas b'shem moichik. He's moichik the red ink, so even though it's actually physically still there, since it becomes totally obliterated in regards to being able to read it, that's equivalent to the loch of mechiko. And he's being mechiko manas litzoiv because he wants to create a better ksav on top. So he accomplished a mechiko, which is an ksiva. The yo gab the yo. Sikra gotta be sikra is potter. He didn't do anything. There's no mechika, there's no ksiva. Now, sikra gotta be diyo, but what about sikra on top of diyo? Amr lo chayiv, amr lo potter. Amr lo chayiv is mechiku. It definitely, in some way, diminishes the diyo. So, in that sense, there's the element of mechika. The Rambam Lepater mekalkel him, but the second minion says that it's if anything the result is worse than it was before, so that's mekalkel, which is pot. Sakrashi. Sama is who ferments secrets of seven other shakar minyu kuma is straf ilon, a type of a sap. Kharthushkabi is adrament. The Meitarya make shomim, Loshan Murray. His Rebbe said Loshan make shomim. I do not know what that means. What are you writing with make shomim? What does that mean? Rashi says Meitarya. So it's a pre which is like a fatzim, which is gal spilaz. And a fatzim is a fatzim. That's gall nuts. Ma'aver is a shofa feris b'mayim u'mashkirim. You take lead and you would rub it off into water, and it would blacken the water. B'shachar is b'chamim is coals. B'shichar is karsadush kapi, which usually translates as lamp black. Agabi sikra, shtei oisish shel sikra, behever aleim diyo b'shabbos. Because the shir of ksiva is two oisius. See, the two letters which were sikra, and he put diyo on top. It says, mercha manas lichtoiv, shtei oisius b'shabbos, is chayiv. Mechika, which is done in order to generate a ksiva, is Kayev. Vizem Mochik Hataktonis, which is the Sikra, because of Hol Yonis, Dio. But Sikra Gabi Dio is Potter, No, somebody sikra gabi sikra diyo gabi diyo. But in shere who kibit chila he puts in. Loi kasev loi merchik. He didn't do anything. Didn't take anything away. Sikra gabi diyo is merchiku. But loi kasev shemit chila. How you kasev hagan meyata? It's not kasev because you haven't added a better ksav, but it is mechika. The one who says Potter argues Mekalkalu. How the Kemoich Abanashala Lichtev. So it's a case of Moich without not for Ksiva. Lamad the Mechayim, such as the one that holds Chayim, Lehavi Mekalkal Kolkach, Shrei Kosroi, Ksobai Nikr. So that's not considered a significant Kilkal, that's not called a Kilkal. Tosis says a different shot. Bottom Tosis. Michael Kuba Chashale Michael Manas Lichtoiv. Why is it Manas Lichtoiv? The Mistama Oymed Lachzer Belichtoiv Love Bidiyo. So he's going to rewrite it. So he's doing a mechika in order to prepare it for the ksiva. Now, normally, in case of mechika, there's something there which you obliterate totally. You cannot write there while the thing is while it's still there. You remove it. Now you can write, so that it's a misakem because you've, by erasing, you've made it available to write. But over here, the sikra gabi the yo, the letter's still there. So the fact that you're going to put the yo on top of it afterwards, why is that called a tikkun? Makago lehavi dal ksiba zoyz take ksiba yada rishuma nikra tvei shimo yisot tachtoyin lebadu. The yo gabi the yo is a tikkun. It's not enough to be considered a ksiba normally. But it does add a layer of brightness or whatever it is, vibrancy to it. It's stronger. So putting the sikra gabi with the diyo, which in some way weakens the diyo ksav which is there, is laying the foundation for a new ksiva of the diyo on top, which will be beneficial. So it's not considered a mekalkal, according to him, because it's a moichah gamanas lichtoiv. Okay. Tosis and Shabbos has a shiloh by Moichel Amanas Lichtoiv. Is a dafka Amanas Lichtoiv or just Amanas to Shvi Tikkun? So Rashi clearly here is just learning it means just means a Tikkun. You don't know Amanas Lichtoiv. And Tosis again, according to his pshat, that it's that it would be a scenario where it's actually Amanas Lichtoiv. So I'm not sure if that's what Tosis' motivation is or not, but at least that would be true. So the more barmine reish lakas from Yerchan and Adam shall in Yerdim lachtim, Mal shechtu b'lehem b'sikra, v'yachtim k'sav elyon. So can we write out their names to them in red ink, and then they will write over that in black ink, and that'll be their chasima. Is that a valid chasima or not? Is that considered ksiva? Amalei en ksav. Rechon said it's not. Amalei Rish Lakish asked Rechon, "V'haloi li maton rabenu." Ksav al yon ksav al yon Shabbos. You called it a ksav regards to Shabbos. Amalei v'chivim they shonu medamin nasa ma'isa. But I said the Gabi Shabbos. It seems to me that that's true. So regards to Shabbos, I'm going to tell you that it's usur. But to go rely on that to use it for edus lakula and say it's a valid get, that I'm not going to do.
I mean, those signatures would not be verifiable. Right. In other words, because it's not really the handwriting of the Edim that is, has its own sort of unique style. So I don't know how you can make kind of such a get.
Yeah. I've always had that question, and I haven't looked at it recently. I remember looking around when I was learning this Gemara, see if anybody asked the question. Nobody asked the question, which makes you like, at least I didn't find anybody to ask the question, which tells me like I'm missing something, right? You know, like that makes you very nervous. The only thing I can think is, there are five ways to Makai to do key. There's five ways to do Kiyum Chasamas. One of them, Kiyum, is people who witnessed the signing. Either one of them is the Bezin witnessed the signing. The five ways are that the Edim witnessed the signing, and they testify in Bezin that they saw the signing. One of them is the Bezin themselves saw the signing. One of them is the Edim recognized the signatures. One of them is the Bezin recognizes the signatures. And one of them is that nobody recognizes the signatures, but we can compare it to other signatures which we have from the same individuals. Dimyon Chasimas. So two of the five work over here. So, but the fact that they're putting it down, they're indicating that they're willing to be Edim on this. So we have Edim who signed on it that has the validity of it. And then you would do Kiyum Shtoris. The Bezin would write up that that these signatures are valid, and the get will then be usable as a get with Edim and with a Kiyum on the Edim. So it's usable in some way. But we have to have them signed, because the point is we can't have Edim, the Bezin, just say, well, there were witnesses, and the Bezin will just put their Kiyum without any Chasima. So you have to put a Chasima there. So that's the only thing I could think of. I don't know, so, but I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe somebody does speak about it. I don't remember when I was learning it, you know, way back when, that bothered me, the same question. So they don't know how to sign. What do we do? They make stencils. So they cut out a stencil with their name, and they fill in the holes. They put the stencil on top of the document. They fill in the holes with the O. So they signed. Shulam Ba'abra, they use lead. Where it says Ba'abra Sechodaitoch, Batoni Rebchia Kosev Ba'abra B'Shocher B'Shichur B'Kosher, which means if it's considered a ksav, then the ksav with Edim on top is not called a ksav. We write it out in this first stage with this coloring. This, and then they Edim sign on top. Well, that's ksav got big ksav. It's not a ksav. Or it's like Kasha Hoba Bora Hoba Maya Davora. If you take a piece of lead and you rub it against the parchment, that's not considered ksiva. So the ksav on top of that would be considered a ksav. That which you said before, that is kosher, it's talking about you dissolve it into water. We do the same thing as Shmuel said, but we do it with Meimilin. So you took gallnuts and you soaked them in water, that's called Meimilin. And that water is what you wrote with that, and then you sign on top of it with the yolk. So that is considered the water of Hafatza, so it's considered a ksav, so it's a ksav agabi ksav. So in the process of being ibud of the parchment, they also sometimes use gallnuts. So that leaves a residue on the cloth. So it's such a cloth which had used meimilin in the ibud process, in the tanning process, riding with meimilin is not called ksap. So it might be nicker enough that the adam can follow it and draw right on top, but it's not called it's ksap because it's not significant enough to be considered a ksap because it's meimilin. Got meimilin. That's the case of what we're going to do. Okay. They would write it out with roke. They make so against the darker parchment is visible, and then the adam would sign on top of that. Rapapa did a halacha lemaisa case like that. For Rapapa, the person named Papa Teruah, the Papa of the shores, Rashi says he was a businessman who dealt with cattle. This whole kula is only by gitzin where there's a potential issue of igun, so they allowed this. By regular shtaris, we say I'm sorry, no way. Rav Kana gave the person a punishment to Malchus for doing the bishar shtaris. Let's hold it here.